Can the Pope speak about issues like the environment? Some people are of the perspective, no, he cannot. He can only speak about things on faith and morals that are part of what's called the deposit of faith, what God has divinely revealed. Whereas others would say, well, hold on, not so fast. There's a little bit more to it than that. Well, it's certainly true that the Pope cannot speak about matters of science as an expert in science, because in fact, most popes are not experts in matters of science. That's just not where their training has been. So they can't speak as an authority in areas of science. However, what they can do is they can take what the experts say about science and they can evaluate it and compare how it relates to matters of faith and morals. So insofar as a pope is speaking about the morality or how a matter of science impacts faith, he does have the ability to comment on matters of science. But his assessment is only as good as those who are advising him on matters of science. Suppose there were a case where a number of scientists were saying the consensus of science on this particular topic is X. Well, what the Pope could do is he could take proposition X and he could evaluate it in light of faith and morals. For example, the question of in vitro fertilization. There's nothing specifically in the deposit of faith that touches on this issue, nothing explicit. But there are some principles about morals that is in the deposit of faith that God has revealed that applies to technology touching on the question of in vitro fertilization. And so the Pope has the ability to comment on this question, even though it's not directly addressed in divine revelation. It does touch on something that relates to morals. But suppose there were a situation where a group of scientists say X is scientifically known, and yet they're wrong. The Pope could evaluate the question of X, but he won't know if X is true or not. He might assume that it's true, and the general principles that he relies on to comment on the matter of science in question, those general principles may be true. But what if it turns out that science is inaccurate? Well, again, what the Pope was saying, generally speaking, would be true, but he would simply be wrong in his specific evaluation of that particular matter of science. And so let's say global warming. Let's say there's a scientific consensus that global warming is caused by humans. Well, the Pope has the ability to comment on that question insofar as it relates to faith and morals. But if it turns out that the science is inaccurate, well, the general principles of what the Pope says on the environment would be true, but the specifics that he gave would be inaccurate because he was relying on faulty science, albeit unknowingly. Let me give you another example. Let's say that a case is brought before the Pope, and there's a person who is allegedly teaching all kinds of horrible heresies. Well, the Pope certainly has the ability to evaluate that individual, what they have said, and determine whether or not he is going to censor them, even excommunicate them. Well, let's say the Pope does censor them. In fact, let's say he excommunicates them. Does this fall within his authority? Yes, it does, because he can compare what the individual says and what their position is, and then compare it to faith and morals. But what if it turns out the case that was brought to him was about an individual that never existed to begin with? Well, the general principles on which the Pope was relying to make his judgment are still true. It's just that in his specific case, the condemnation that he issued is faulty, not because of the theological or moral reasons, but simply because he was given faulty information. And that's exactly how it is with the Pope's evaluation of matters of science. It's rash to all of a sudden just come out and say, you know what, I'm just going to dismiss what the Pope says about a matter of science. I'm not even going to consider it. That is neglecting our duty to submit to the teachings of the magisterium with submission of intellect and will. There is an element of neglect there. In fact, in some cases, there could be an element of sin. That being said, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Pope is always going to be right in his evaluation of these issues, because it could be that the science that he is examining is actually inaccurate. And so the faithful do have the right, even the duty, to express some of their concerns about what the Pope says, perhaps about the environment or some other matter related to science. But it needs to be done with a disposition that is respectful to the Pope, doesn't outright dismiss him, doesn't outright deny that he has the authority to comment on the subject matter. But also, one should realize, well, the Pope could be wrong because he might be making a moral judgment and an evaluation based on faulty information. And so Catholics have the ability to publicly express some concerns there without rashly dismissing the Pope's magisterium. So yes, in one sense, the Pope can speak on matters of science, and we are obliged to assent. And yet, in another sense, he cannot, insofar as he is not a scientist. And also insofar as, if the scientific information he is relying on is faulty, the laity could certainly express some of their concerns about that. Well, I hope this was helpful. If it was, hit the like button and the subscribe button, and check me out, patreon.com/reasonandtheology, if you want to support me. God bless.